pray at all times. Prayer is always needed. It's definitely something that we can do in our homes or our cars, and we definitely need to carry that with us in our spirits at all times. During this pandemic, it's been really rough. I know we've lost a lot of people. I know we've gotten discouraged. I know sometimes seeking God can be weary, but guess what? God says to keep your head up. He is always with us. He will always be with us until the end of this world, until the coming of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ. So what we should do is to grab a hold of those things and always constantly stay in prayer. Always know that no matter what it looks like, no matter how it feels, no matter the way it sounds, no matter what you have to come and fight up against, come on here, or no matter what comes to fight against you, he said, word upon here, he is your Lord and your Savior. Come on here, and every battle that we face, if we are to put it in his hands. In the pulling, he's saying he's waiting for you to do it. He's not telling us to go and wait for our pastor to see what move our pastor is going to make. Because guess what? The last word that I got was, I'm not in every church. You can't look for me in the same place that you found me the last time. I'm not going to be in that same place in that environment. He's not going to be in a 2-hour service at church. Come in, you shout, you read the word, you raise your hand, and you go home. He's waiting for us to step up as the remnant of God. He's waiting for us. He's done enough. He's heard your cries. He's heard your prayers. You've asked him, and he said he's going to deliver. And as you can see, with all of the chaos and the confusion that's going on in these churches, guess what? He definitely did decide to deliver. Now he's waiting for us to step up. He's saying, come up. He's saying, not just come up in your prayer, not just coming up in your serving to your pastor in your church. He's telling you to come up in your serving and worshiping to me, because I'm important. I'm the creator. I'm calling you and I'm beckoning you to come. And not just kneel down and pray and be a part of a corporate prayer, but he's saying, step out, step up, step up, step up, step outside of the box and seek me. Step outside of the box and pull the strays in. Step outside of the box and reconcile. Step outside of the box and do ministry. He's telling us to step up. We need to step up. We need to step out. As you can see, we're being pushed out of the church. We're being discouraged and disappointed, but it's not fit for us to stay down long. God is asking us, not asking us. He's telling us, he's giving us the clue. God is doing in this pandemic, and God has already spoken. He's already telling you. Guess what? He said only the willing. He's looking for the people that are willing. The people that are willing. The race is not given to the swift, but those that endure to the end. He's looking for those that will take a punch, that will take a beating, that will take a crushing, that will be broken, that will be squashed, and that's not going to back down, that's going to get back up and not going to run and hide, that's going to stand on his word, stand on his promises, that's not going to let him go in spite of. He's looking for those. He wants those that has that hunger and that zeal. He's waiting for you to step up, not nobody else. He ain't telling you to wait on your pastor. He ain't telling you to look back to find out what else is going on. He is trying to talk to you and give it to you. You ain't got to worry about no branding. You ain't got to worry about taking no class. He said the Holy Spirit is going to teach you everything that you need to know to serve him and serve him with your whole heart, to do the things that he's calling you to do, to activate those gifts that's on the inside of you. He's trying to get you to understand who you are in Christ. You don't need no help. Holy Spirit can lead you and guide you. The Bible says the word is a light and a lamp under his feet. So we just got to do what? Stand on his word. We have got to do what? Keep his commandments. We have got to do what? Hear him when he calls us. We have got to do what? When he gives us the keys to the kingdom, guess what we got to do? Turn the key. Walk through the door. He wants to open doors for you. He wants to make sure you understand who you are in him. You can't get scared and back down and act like you don't know what's going on. It is imperative for you to know who you are, whose you are, and where you come from. The Bible says you can't fear what man can do unto you. It looks like they're winning. It looks like they're getting away with. It looks like they got a foot ahead of you, but in all actuality, they're doing it without God. God says they're doing it without me. Guess what? You can't do this without him. And you're sitting on your gifts. You're fasting and you're praying. You're waiting for, and you keep waiting. God keeps pushing you. Look, he did not give you a spirit of fear, but a sober and a sound mind. Seek that, say that, keep professing that. Don't walk in fear, because we can do all things through Christ. God is waiting for you to step up. Anything that you put your hands to do, he will bless it. He's waiting for you to walk in your anointing and your calling. He wants to bless you. He wants to draw men out unto you. You sit up in the church with somebody that ain't got but two or three members. He's trying to tell you it's time to leave that place. You're hiding in some mega church that has no anointing and no power of God, and they shout for 10 seconds, read the word and leave, and that's not where he is. You cannot continue to look for him in that place. And those places, you keep hollering and getting enthused by miracles, signs of wonders, and they are in you. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives on the inside of you. He's waiting for you to step up. Come on now, come up. I pray that you will allow him to catapult you into your next level in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you will allow him to activate the gifts, that you will be disciplined enough. Come on now to spend time and let the Holy Spirit lead you and guide you in this thing, because that's the best way to go. God will give you everything that you need. He'll show you. Come on, let his word be the light and the lamp. Come on, let him order your steps. Don't wait on man. He said if you put your faith in man, your trust in man, that you'll be cursed. But if you put your faith and trust in him, that you will be blessed. He wants to bless you. He wants to make sure you know. He wants to bless you. He wants to put you in that place. Come on now, get in position. He wants us to always be ready. Come on, the Bible talks about it. Look in John. He talks about being ready, always being ready. You got to always be ready. You never know what and who he might send your way. You never know what soul you're going to be prepared. You got to be ready to be prepared to save. Always, always be ready. Get this in your spirit. Come on, get that determination. That come on, break. Look, let this build up your tenacity and your zeal in Christ. I pray that you'll fall in love with him all over again. I know sometimes it feels like when you go back to your first fruit, come on, it feels like we're starting all over and we've got to relearn everything. But in all actuality, it's not that you have to relearn. You just got to continue to build that muscle. You just got to wake up those gifts. Come on, you got to go back to the word. You got to go back to fasting. You got to go back to praying. You got to go back to hearing straight from him. That's all it really is. Come on, remember this. Nobody, you cannot hold, they cannot hold a child of God. They cannot hold you back. They can't hold you down. Purpose, plan, and destiny for real. When God calls you to do something, it ain't no demon and no devil from the pits of hell that can stop you from doing and walking in your calling. Let that get in your spirit. Even for those that are not called to ministry, we're all called to do something. Come on, don't be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't be afraid and ashamed to tell somebody what God has done for you in your life. Come on, you got to come up, come up, come up, come up, come up. You cannot continue to hide. Come on, you cannot continue to run away from this thing. You cannot continue to be scared. Come on. He said that he that has begun a good work in you shall complete it until the day, until the coming of the Lord. Everybody's designed a different way. Everybody has a different gift and a different calling. Everybody's going to distribute their gifts and their calling differently. Come on, no one, no two people are the same, and he understands that. So you perfect whatever God gave you to perfect. You walk in that. You hear what I'm saying? You walk in and you stay in your lane. I didn't say go out here and be afraid or try to act like it, be somebody else. Be just who God called you to be, and accept it and receive it and enjoy your walk with the Lord. I pray that somebody has been touched and been blessed. steady so that we won't grow weary in well doing. You hear what I'm saying? Because sometimes it's hard to stay focused when you get up, when you get around a whole lot of people that wants to bring you down and discourage you. Come on now, I've seen it. I know what church hurt feels like. You know, you look up to your pastors, and guess what? It's so disappointing, and you're still wondering why you keep going through the same thing over and over again, different churches. It's because he wants you to do it. He don't want you to look to somebody, but he, look, it's in you. The church is in you. All that reading and praying is in you. You're sitting down on everything that God gave you, and he wants to bless it and multiply it. Come on, let God bless it and multiply it. Come on, get determined that you're going to walk in this thing and walk it out this year. Come on, I want you to get mad. Come on, that you haven't done all that God has asked you to do. I want you to get determined that this year you're going to do all that God asked you to do. Are you here? In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, no weapon formed against you will prosper. You're covered under the blood of Jesus. Come on, you cannot be afraid. You understand what I'm saying? You're looking up to who? Open up to Jesus, and he will direct your path. I want you to get a thing in your spirit where you're going to say, guess what? I am determined to walk in this thing in the Lord. God called me to be this. God called me to be that. And this year, I am going to walk in my calling. This year, I am going to be who God says I am. This year, I'm going to do something that I said I always wanted to do in my life for those that have a different calling. This year, I'm going to walk in it. This year, nobody's going to stop me. This year, I'm not going to listen to those seeds of discord. This year, no one is going to separate me from God. Come on now. This year, it's going to happen. This year, we still got a lot of days left. Come on, in this year. And I pray that you'll start to heal. I pray that you'll start to be delivered from those things, from your past, from those old hurts and wounds, those church hurts. Come on, let those people go. Get that out of your spirit. Come on here. God's got something better for you. It is time to let those people go and be who you are called to be in Christ Jesus. Yeah, I know they called you a failure. Yeah, I know they talked about you like a dog. Yeah, I know that they put you down. But God says, guess what? He knows how to preserve them until the day of judgment. Let's leave the judgment to God. You hear what I'm saying? Let's walk in forgiveness. Huh? Come on, let those layers of all those things that they said, those negative things that they said about you, let those layers fall off. Come on now. Let's send that thing back to the pit of hell. Let's rebuke all that rejection. Come on. All the time that they told you they didn't want you around, but they wanted your gift. You know what I'm saying? All those negative things that they said about you when they said you wasn't going to be who God called you to be. Come on now. Let that brush off your shoulders. Let it roll off. Let it roll off and release them. I pray that you'll be released from those old hurts and wounds and those old churches and old church leaders and those that rubbed you the wrong way and talked about you. You thought that they were righteous and holy. Come on. I want you to be free from that stuff in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, because you are who God says you are. You will be who God says you will be in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen.
Well, folks, remember, your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Until next time, stay safe and be blessed. Thank you for all your support.